Blog Talk Radio.
The Man Cave. Her name was Alice. She climbs through windows and shapes and shadows. Good stuff. That's Shinedown, group out of Jacksonville, Florida, formed in 2001 by lead singer Brent Smith after the breakup of Drev, the previous band. All members have been replaced except for Brent Smith. Recording company kept him. It's got a great sound. I love that Alice song. I do a cover of Simple Man from Lynyrd Skynyrd, which is very well done, sort of unplugged. They're a hard-hitting heavy metal band. Brett Smith, that guy can scream in key. Well, welcome to the Man Cave. Be spelunking tonight. With me is the other better half of the Man Cave. Steven 76, how are you, Steven?
How you doing, Hatter?
I'm doing better, a little better, day by day. Also with us, of course, my little sister and my best friend, Miss Debra Lee. She does all the hard work, heavy lifting in the back, so we can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deb.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, I got the best job in the world, man.
I know
You can't
the job.
ever. Well, I was going to get into some more of the shine down, but we'll do that later. Yeah, tonight, long-awaited evening, superheroes. The prompt for anybody that wanted to participate was to create a superhero yourself. You could make a costume out of things around the house, simple costume, get a picture if you could, post it. That was just a little extra. Didn't need to do that, but your superhero, what are your name? What's your superpower? We've been trying to do this since the beginning of the year, right, Steve?
Yeah, things just kept happening. Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Me too. I think the surgery got right in the way. But I just upped my meds again, so I'm good for another couple of weeks.
There you go.
So spelunking, huh? Have you ever poking around in a cave?
I'm sorry. What?
Have you ever gone spelunking? Have you ever gone in a cave?
Oh, I have. A few of them. Mostly when I was younger.
I did once in a pilot hole of a gold mine. They do these pilot, these bigger than the side of the mountain. They're not very big. In fact, they're very small. I went in as far as I could, and then I tried to get out. When I realized that if there's something in here, there's only one way out. It's over me, and there's not much room. I tried to scoot out.
Sky.
I'm supposed to, Sky, are you in a sort of a rush? I know you were in the other show earlier. Probably tired.
Sky, are you muted?
Can you hear me now?
Sky, there you go.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. I was saying I was in a rush all night, but now I'm not. I may need to find snacks while I'm on the phone with you, but nope. I've been rushing around all day and all night. Now I'm here just to hang out and talk about my favorite thing ever, which is superheroes.
You don't get another hero.
Wow, that picture is really big. I didn't mean it to be that big. Look at them.
I'm running back to the
board,
guy. What?
You totally blew my superhero picture right off the board with that. And I didn't know a football bag superhero.
Listen, Bilbo Baggins is my superhero, all right?
All right.
He looks really annoying flicking that pen. So you guys were talking, and I was waiting for you to say hi to me, so I was trying to get your attention.
I'll put mine back up. There it is.
That picture, he's been loving this picture for like 2 weeks now, ever since the Superman show. we haven't able to let this picture go yet. It's going
to
be a while. I feel like it's replacing the Ramsey Bolton picture.
The kick in the jewels for Superman. It has to be like one of the things.
So who are you punting? Who's the punter?
What?
Steven? I'm just looking at the pictures here. Somebody's getting kicked from the... I'm on my phone. Everything's so small. So let me adjust here.
Look, the guy's shoes fly off his feet into the air.
Oh. So, Sky, how was your week?
Busy, but okay. Yeah, it's been busy. It's been busy and miserable, Hatter. But
really?
But I've got a day off tomorrow, and then I'm working 14 hours on Sunday on my day off. So.
Wow.
But,
nice day off.
But I've got one. I've got one day off.
Yeah, you know what's worse than that? Not having anything to do. Not having anything to do. Being told not to do anything. Sit around and watch what
yeah.
the clock
yeah. I've been there after
I have. I, you know, I've been having fun on the shows, though. I really, the shows are really, like, wonderful to be on. And
unwind.
You know, we
yeah.
Yeah. And we can unwind with this guy right here.
Oh, what we got? Yeah, cool.
Ninja Spider-Man.
How's your week, Ben? How's your week, Ben Hatter?
Oh, I got involved with my insurance and thought I had made a good decision. It was a bad one, so I had to go in and stop everything and reverse it. And that's, like, not a very easy thing to do. You know, 17 phone calls later, 17 phone calls later, I've got it in motion. It looks all good. Didn't piss off a neurosurgeon, thank you. And,
I hate making phone calls. You know what's funny is that I really avoid phone calls and interaction. Like, in my life, that is something I really hate. I will put off anything if I have to make a phone call, place, or people. And then I got a job, and I've got to do that for 5 other people. And that's my job for them, is to make a lot of phone calls and appointments to fix all their stuff. And I'm not okay
so
with that.
But
I still don't... Do it for myself.
I am the same way. And I was a 911 dispatcher. And I hated the phone.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, I ran to the mountains years ago. Ran to the mountains for about 4.5 years. And just to get away from everything. Everything was complicated. I was stuck in a gray area of who I just tried to prove who I was in the state of California. It took me to find an old girlfriend from high school who happened to be a personal secretary to a congresswoman or a senator in California that knew the head of the department that I needed help with. So this high-level official state California calls me, and that's what it took to clear my mess up. It just one in a million. If it could only be the lottery, that'd be great. But I really lost my name transferring information from to get it into computers. They lost my name. I knew it out.
Nice.
Brandman Court Services, yeah. They lost my name. So instead of being innocent, I had to prove that I wasn't guilty. I had to prove that I wasn't guilty. Instead of them proving that I owed, which I didn't owe anything, but anyway. It's very anti-father, very anti-male. I think you owe $1. You can't own a vehicle. Can't buy a vehicle. Can't register a vehicle.
That's a weird gift you got up there, Stephen.
That's Deadpool when he spells out Francis with the bodies of his henchmen.
I know, but the way that it gifts though. Like they're repetitive things.
Batman.
Oh, yes. Look at Batman. Okay, why is he always, why is Travolta there all the time, looking confused? What is going on with the Travolta? Is that a new thing? Is that a new social media thing?
Called the confused thug gif from everywhere.
Travolta kissing that guy.
Steve and I are going wild on the board with superhero.
Yeah. Go for it. Go for it. So I, even though this was my idea and we haven't postponed it for a long time, I still struggled wrapping my stuff, wrapping it all up and getting something decent to share. Did yours change within the 2.5 months?
Mine has been there. It's been there for you the whole time. And I struggled to get it in on time, too. I had to, like, sing it, like, 18 times. But.
I know. I'm still, yeah, still trying to get my picture loaded. Well,
Do you know, I'm about to drop my girl down here, but you know what's really funny is that I was scrolling through Facebook and a trailer came out for the new Justice League, and my phone glitched at just one point and froze, and just for that one glitch you could see Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot flipping, and then because of where it glitched, it went so fast with the flipping, but it's paused, and you can see her stunt double's face instead of hers. But you can't see it. You can't see it in the trailer, but it's in the trailer, and when she, and she, I have it, I'll put it on the board, but my phone just glitched at the exact perfect time where you could see the face I just said it, I can't think of the word now. Of the, what am I trying to say, Stephen? I just said it.
Glitch.
Of the stunt double, yes, of the stunt double. Okay. You could see her stunt double's face, and then I'm like, lies! They're all lies!
Yeah.
And then I took a screenshot of it, because my whole, it just, that the, my phone didn't glitch, the video did. And then I was like, I rewatched it, and you can't even tell, because they do it so fast, you can't tell it's the stunt double, but because of the way the glitch was, it was one of those uncanny moments that may never happen again. It was really weird. And then in that process, I seen the stunt double, and I was like, what the hell?
Remember the Enemy Within episode of Star Trek, and at one point, if you watch close, where Captain Kirk is fighting Captain Kirk, that's nowhere near Shatner.
Is that a guy where he's got all that makeup on?
Yeah.
Look at that. That is not Gal Gadot. Look at that. That is not her fate. I know it's not.
But you know who never needed a stunt double? Wonder Woman.
Jackie Chan.
There's the right there.
What is she doing with the car?
She's lifting the car.
I know, but like, does she has to do the head flip while she's lifting?
What does it mean?
I don't know about that.
Did you call me?
So, Stephen, how's Mrs. Nemesis? Stephen?
Relaxing now. Wash rag on her head.
Wave at her. Say we say hi.
Hi, Deb. I didn't even say hi to Deb. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Sky.
How are you tonight?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Good. I'm having fun with Steven on the board.
I'm watching. I'm just sitting here watching it happen.
That's
wonderful. Yeah. Who's the actress?
I have a comment here. Let them know that.
You know, a lot of these actors that my roommate used to watch Nashville with all the musicians. It was a pretty good show because there's a lot of music involved in it. They're all English. They're all English. When they get interviewed, they're all from England. And they're doing their American impressions or do the whole show. Most of them are all English. Like, blew me away. English with singing country songs in Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, we were discussing the other night of the evolution of what country music, country. Now, when my dad listened to it, we were forced to listen to it. It was, you know, you had a drummer that was farting on the drum with the brushes, and had a stand-up bass just doing three notes. You know, now they've got full bands and power chords and bass lines, and country music nowadays is I would consider a hell of a lot better than it was.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Some of the newer stuff, I'm kind of a throwback, I guess. I like Kenny Rogers.
I don't
Oh, my God, Stephen. I'm sorry. Stephen, what are you doing? That's not okay.
That's the reason why adolescent boys loved Wonder Woman.
I put myself on mute. I'm sorry. I just clicked back over. I'm sorry, Heather. I'm trying to behave myself.
That's all right.
Just looked back over it, and I'm like, oh my God.
So let's say we, if you want,
Steven and
you
I,
want to read
Steven
your
and I are having
first?
A war against the older Wonder Woman and Gal Gadot.
Linda Carter was much better. Okay.
Linda Carter was a beautiful woman, but that costume, I don't know.
Mm. Okay.
It's like with the old Western. You see these guys with their belt buckles up above their navel, halfway through their belly.
Yeah.
What are they even suspenders?
Yeah, I have to change the subject though because you something. Of a movie, an Adam Sandler movie called Airheads. And I don't remember why it brought up, but I just remember Adam Sandler saying, farting on no snare drum, man.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't farting on those drums. Yeah, exactly where I got that. So they think over the radio station.
Yeah.
I love that. Drugs, man. Well, that was the biggest problem with the band, when the band got together, and even to practice, was you got to let the drummer go, and it's loud. Just let it loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine telling Mickey Moss to fart on a drum. Here, try these brushes, Mickey.
Yeah. We go on to poker. I keep going back and forth. Pictures and this guy, contest. Carter, all
what?
Right.
You broke up. Say it again.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Steven. Can I have to disagree with you? But Gru is now dancing around on the board, so baby Gru. So we got that.
Yeah, did you want to start off, Sky, with yours? I'm dying to hear.
You want me to? I uploaded the song for you in the studio. I did not check how loud it was because I couldn't do that at that time. So I don't know if you got a chance to check out the sound or what, but it's in there. Oh,
well,
I'm going to
have it. I'll just have my finger ready to turn it down if necessary.
Okay. Let me get the link. I just realized all those gifts and I can't. What did I call it? Oh.
You know, one last thing about Wonder Woman. The lasso of truth? Oh, come on.
Yeah, but when she put it around Aquaman in the new movie, and then he was like, we're all going to die. That's pretty funny.
All right, so let's begin
all right,
this.
So over there on my page, trying to find it. So what I did was I did something different because you said we could make our own character and we can make our own costume and we could do all this. And it was like I was having a lot of anxiety about it because I really love superheroes. It's one of my favorite things. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And then I'm thinking, if I had a superhero power, what would that be? And I'm thinking, well, the superheroes really are the writers of the characters because they're the ones creating their stories. They're the ones creating the personas of the superhero. So is it not really the writers behind the pen and behind the characters who are actually the heroes? And the idea of that, I just kind of leapt from that idea that the heroes really lie within the writers and within the people who create these characters and their storylines and these epic stories. So, and that is kind of where, it's not quite what you asked, but it's where I went. So, and then I wrote you a song. So, you and Steven.
Cool. All right. Anytime you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're ready, you can press play.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh, stalwart lines, a name one doth know, by Sky Darkholm. Oh, does the hero lie within strength of sword and shield? Or does it lie in the words an author does wield? O rider of the morning sun, the storm has yet to come. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest steps they've been. O shaden, stalwart lines, a name one doth know. From spring of sun and winter snow, a triumph of their foes. Lulay, lulay, Octavia sings, shifter of the ark. In dark a light she doth bring to seven realms that fade. Lulay, lulay, Kairava sings, born from Zara Springs. Lulay, lulay, Kalina sings, warden of the wood. Winds of soul with earth thrills home, bound where they now lay. And does the hero lie within strength of sword and shield? Or does it lie in the words in author's ink and quill? For she doth grant its soul in heart with her will. O rider of the morning sun, the storm has yet to come. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest depths they've been. Lulay, lulay, claret does sing, scholar and sage. With realms to find, a father's cry, spindle's key and age. Lulay, lulay, she-hawk sings, on top of Beryl's grove. Redemption is there to find in the staff of gold. And does the hero lie within strength of sword or quill? For is it not the author's thought that keeps them there still? Lulay, 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 the author sings. In dark of night, stars do shine, though light is not there seen. With words that sing on highest tree, and lowest steps there've been. O rider of the morning sun, lulay, lulay, lulay.
Wow, that was great. Lulay, lulay, everybody. This is a classic ballad. The word of the week. Lulay. That's great, man. That's wonderful. What do you think, Steve?
And you think of the audiobook, first off, I think you and I talked about it, Sky, before. The audiobook of Lord of the Rings, and how the one guy, if you get the right one, he actually sings the verse that of the songs that Tolkien wrote.
Yeah. And to be honest, Stephen, I've just gotten done reading the three books, and I was in the middle of reading the books when I did this, and I think that's part of what inspired me, actually. I mean, I read them before, but I reread them, and I listened to the audio, rather, and I just got done listening to the three audio books. I just finished today, and it's I've been listening to it, as you know, for about 2 months now, and I was listening to it when this came out, and I think that's kind of what inspired me to do it, so... It's kind of funny.
That's how to do it.
That's really what it, yeah. I was like, oh. I mean, in this poem, Hatter, I don't know if you noticed, but all those characters that I mentioned with the Lulays are stories that I've written. They're characters of stories that I've written.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that the Kairava and Kalina, they're twins. And they're from Zarwood. Those are from a D&D campaign, a Dungeons and Dragons campaign that I did. And they have a whole different character development, but I did transfer the story into a little bit of a brief poem. But Octavia is part of my Shifter of the Arc, my Arc Owls series. And then one of them actually was for Deb, and that was Claret. And Claret and the Lost Spindle, I just wrote that for Deb's picture prompt. With a little steampunk picture she gave me. And the She-Hawk is also part of the Arc Owl series. So they're actually characters from things that I've written. So.
Now, I was going to ask on the spindle, isn't a spindle when you're weaving something, isn't a spindle what you weave in and out of the...
Yes.
Yes, but in this concept, it was something else. It was part of the story. It was part of it's a time jumping series. So her father gets sucked in by but he's playing with the elements of time and portals, and he gets sucked in, and that was part of the story that I wrote for one of actually Deb's picture prompts. So.
How long are these stories? Something you can share?
They're just poems. Well, the Argyle series is a series of many poems that are all in one story, but the Claret is just one poem, and but the Argyle series is a collection of poems, and then the Kalina and Kairava, I would say about 10 pages, but it was more for a character background for a gameplay for D&D. So.
Wow. You know, it's just, I bet you just organized tremendously, aren't you, your files. And...
Oh, yes.
I'm a little anal when it comes to that.
No, I wish you could spread it around a little bit, because I'm terrible at that. And I said, to the point now, I can't find anything.
I don't have some stuff typed. I do a lot of short stories that I never even put on AP. I don't really talk about, and they're mostly based on dreams that I had, and I make them into short stories. And I'm not particularly great at story writing when it's not in poetry form. So I don't really. It's like really random stuff that's only half put together. And because I put so much time into my poetry, I don't actually develop the stories enough where they're coherent. They're just like just ideas and storylines and some parts of a story. Like I have like one that's a quarrel. I don't even remember it now. It's quarrel and something else. And I have actually like written in a book, like with handwritten, and I drew pictures with it in between the words in the book. And I have things like that, but those aren't typed up. I just have them in notebooks and stuff, and I don't really put a lot of time into that. I put more in my poetry, but it's really not that great. I'm very lost when it comes to storytelling. I don't have the attention span for it.
You know, I think it's good, like you said, you had pretty much submerged yourself within the folk end of the music of what you want to write. I think that's a good way to present yourself, or to try to get something is to saturate yourself in that. It's like if you want to like your song, it was very folksy and very much a ballad.
Yeah, Stephen hit the nail on the head there. I've always been really, really impressed with Tokens, how he does his songs and poetry and his works. I think it's so brilliant, and there's so many fan sung songs, and one of them I think I just shared with you, Stephen. That was Boromir's Lament. And I really just love that. And I love the idea of that and bringing characters into song. So Stephen really hit the nail on the head with that, because I really was into that. And then I didn't quite get I had a different idea for the way that it, for the tune, but it wasn't until I got out my piano. So I do have a couple of chords on the piano for it. And that's when I got the actual tune, was when I pulled out the piano and I started trying to play around. And so it worked out really well. And I appreciate the inspiration, guys, because I never would have done this. I never would have taken the time to do this without you guys. So I really do. I quite like the piece, and I appreciate the inspiration.
You'd mentioned
mind-blowing. So incredible.
Thank you, Ned.
And to hold the tune for over 4 minutes, and I'm just like, mega impressed here. I don't even have words to tell you how blown away I am. You did a hell of a job.
Thank you. That was,
truly.
That was actually hard. My voice was getting tired. You could hear it throughout. And then I couldn't press pause, so I had to do it in one clip. And I kept on like getting halfway through, and my voice was getting tired. I'm not a natural, you know, I was in choir. I was in my church choir when I was young and growing up through my teens, but nothing like, you know, a choir. nobody hears you.
Acapella.
So,
nothing like acapella.
So it was a little, worked out well.
Now you said you started writing short stories. That was the first thing that I had really written back in the day, where I was fascinated with the Lovecraft and some other.
Well, I don't really write short. They're like thing. They're not really short stories. I actually took a lot of writing classes when I was growing up, actually, and in high school. I took a lot of writing classes, and my teacher told me to stay away from stories, actually.
Oh, really?
So,
I was gonna ask if you ever had any direction.
Oh no, I love ideas of stories and character development, and that's why I fell in love with the idea of putting stories into series in poetry form. And I don't think it's been done very often, but I love that idea, and that's why I did chapters in my poetry. Because when it comes to stories as a whole, like a book, I put so much weight into metaphor and things like that. My teacher, he would say, he's like, all right, stick to the poetry, but go away from the stories, because we were about 7 pages in and I still don't know the character's name or gender. He's like, I still don't know what's going on. Stephen King on mushrooms, because it's just like, you're never getting anywhere.
So if you were to have a short story share like we do with the poetry, what would be maximum? Would it be a time limit? Would you put a time limit or words? So many words.
I think it's just where it goes. I think I don't know. My formal writing skills aren't so. It would more be like prose poetry. My formal writing skills are not as strong. I'm dyslexic. And often I switch the way that sentences are supposed to be written. I switch the structure of them, which in poetry is okay to do, but when you start to write formal, it becomes very difficult when people are following. And then I implement naturally so much metaphor into my poetry that when you get into a storyline, it's harder to swallow in a bigger dose, I think. So plus I guess I like the series, the way to do it through short poems, and then you have a series throughout that short, through those short poetry. So I don't know. But I like character development and character storylines, but like
if you were to have a show to share some short stories, what would be the max you would ask for?
Oh, I don't know. I've gotten permission. I've written 2,000. I wrote a story for Stephen and Kay Let Me Air It. So I wrote this story. Sometimes Deb gives me these pictures, and I just love them so much. And then I end up writing a whole short story for her. And I'm like, sorry, Deb, what I wrote. But I did on the element, help me, Stephen, element science.
Oh, no, I thought you were the element.
So the Star Trekking and Elemental, I was, they let me read, I had a 1,000-word story, the time collapse, and I read that one, and then I got a little carried away with Snape's story, and that was like 850. And I was able to read that. So I'm not sure. I guess if you were to do a show like that, you would just have to, I guess you would really have to pick who's calling in and who's participating, and then perhaps do it that way, if that's what you were asking. I don't know I would say 1,000 characters.
A time limit might be better. As long as you can squeeze it in with time.
When you get a rush of story, you miss the storytelling element of how it's read. So I don't know,
If we had an active group that was sharing in a medium just in all poetry, that was more active in it, people could pre-read things and then share certain ones at the end of the week. But I don't know how that would go. It's just the time element.
It might be one of those shows where here, like you do, the callers, you have to call in to participate. And I think in a show like that, it might work out.
Oh, yeah.
It might work out well, better in that sense.
Yeah, and I love being able to critique and basically analyze the sections of a poetry, which we can't really do a lot of because of the time. You'd think we would have time with, you know, I got 15 to read. Well, in 2 hours, especially with me, huh, Deb? Because I get a little skew. But I had to get back on track here. No, Scott, this was wonderfully done. Thank you for that, Lely Way. Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you, Deb.
And Deb, did you want to...
Absolutely, I had to save that one.
Some more?
Yeah. I got another verse for it. Sorry.
All right. Let's hear it. You going to sing it to me?
It's a bunch of...
What? I don't know if it's my phone that's breaking up or I can't hear quite well.
He's breaking up a little bit. Guy, I'm having a little trouble too. Yeah.
What's wrong with my phone? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Okay. How'd you said to do a verse about Huntress? Lule, Lule, the Huntress sings?
Say that again.
Jeez, oh man. The Huntress from Desolate Earth.
Oh, yeah, what reminded you? Yeah, there was something in there when she was when she was singing it. There was something that kept clicking with me, too, and I couldn't quite grab it, what it was reminding me of. But I did know that it was a ballad.
Cool.
That's a lot. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, so what do you want to do? We want to read it. Another one. Ed wants to stack them up.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay, I said something. But I was just wanted to say really quick. So what I said about, like, the series, the poem thing, so I did that with the Arch Owl series, but Stephen also did that with his Huntress series, and he puts it's literally each poem is a forwarding of the story, and I really like that idea. I don't think it's often done, and he did one with the Huntress one, and I remember going through that series. I think I went through almost the whole thing in a night, right, Stephen? Like I really maybe 2 days. I went through the whole thing in two different sections, two different time frames, and you just go through and click. Yeah, and my comments were brief because I was reading them so quickly. So it really, he got chipped on a comment because I was like one line comment, and then I kept moving on to the next one. But they, it was really, I really liked that concept, and Stephen did a really good job with that one. Although I was really pissed at the end. Still sour.
So Deborah, what's Groot? Did I miss something?
What's Groot? Do you see that little guy dancing in the GIF or GIF that Sky put there? That's Groot. He's from Guardian of the Galaxies, and I love him. He's just too cute. I want Groot.
Oh yeah, I know. I see so many pictures now with him and Baby Yoda. They are so freaking cute. Just can't even take it.
I actually have the song that he's dancing to in our studio.
Awesome.
Groot. All right.
All he says is Groot. But every Groot means something else, and they understand him. It's like a play on root, a tree root, Groot.
Yeah, it looks like the little, what was the Green Giant's little sprout? Little sprout.
Little green sprout.
Green sprout.
I love Groot. He's so damn cute.
He is. He really is. Do you know that there's a Chia pet? Chia for Groot.
Oh, I remember them. I didn't know that.
You know, say, I was a buddy I grew up with, and every Christmas I would show up with a Gia head and give it to him. And that's for Christmas. Because you'd have to know him, so it's like a Gia head sort of looked like a good. Oh, he was a pretty good dancer, too. Look at that. So, Deb, how many do we have recordings for, or how many do we have to read?
We have Stephen's poem, we have Wayne's, Budo's, and Gerald's recording. So there's four more poems on the board.
I think Stephen needs to be let back in.
I did.
I'm back.
If
you're near, I'm back.
Okay.
I done dropped.
Okay.
But I think my phone might be clearer now because I think I figured out what was wrong.
There you go.
You sound way better.
Yeah.
Good.
We got a little bit of Chris Pratt on the board.
So now let's go. Did you want to put pictures up there now? Or did you want to wait?
I love the soundtrack from those movies.
I know.
Both of them. It's amazing how much I love the soundtracks.
Which movie did you talk about?
Nothing. Nothing. People are completely literal. Everything you say will go over his head. Nothing goes over my head. I am fast. I will catch it.
Hi, can I see your bathrobe man?
Bathrobe man.
Oh, my God.
I love that character name. Oh, my goodness. Superhero bathrobe man.
Very promising.
Come around a quarter with his hands on his hip. Three
amigos. Oh my God.
Put your hands off.
Now, is it a Superman bathrobe? That's a real question.
No, actually, my robe is fleece, and it's got black and white checkers.
Smoking jacket. check them out.
All right.
See you anytime you're ready.
All right, this is Bathrobe Man. During the night, a mild-mannered sleeper, cuddled with wife and cat, asleep of the deeper. But when the morning comes, he stumbles from the room, looking like Madman Mars with a scowl filled with doom. The magic potion percolates, and when he drinks it down, he becomes Bathrobe Man, able to make breakfast in a bound. Flipping eggs with either wrist, hash browns and sausage in the oven, bacon gets the microwave, yet a breakfast made with lovin'. Bread does hit the toaster as V8 is guzzled down, the vitamin C pumps him up, super belch makes waking sound. Scrambled eggs for wifey, all mixed up with cheese, sunny side up is what he likes, dipping toast in yolks, does please. But then does come his kryptonite, a place that most call work, saps his super energy away from dealing with all the jerks. And
put your bath on, man. I thought for sure we were gonna be slicing some cheese in here somewhere. But I said that a little I never done right. You know, slicing cheese.
Oh, I get it.
We can also make slicing sounds. After them bad. Leader of the free world.
That's right.
See it through your head. I'll do a little hip thing.
I do, holding the spatula.
There it is.
He's been watching too much SpongeBob. The golden spatula. God, Stephen. Can I please comment? I can hardly contain myself. This is brilliant. First of all, I'm with Deb. When that came up, I first thought it was going to be like Bathroom of Land, like we're going to be lazy, but you're not lazy. You're quite doing a lot of things. So I'm like, oh, he's going to be lounging around with the cats. That's going to be his superhero but power. But then, no, you got going. I really love this. I was on mute at first, but then I didn't want to interrupt you if I was laughing. But then I was just like, you know what, I'm on mute. But the part where it was when the morning comes, he stumbles out of the room looking like Batman Mars with a scowl filled with doom. And I have to tell you, I'm really evil in the morning too, so I can feel your pain. And, things look better when I get that magic potion that calls itself coffee as well. So I love that you kind of mention it. I mean, you don't even say it that way, but it's really that way, as I can really feel your whole situation going on. But I love the enthusiasm when you read and you're like, he becomes Bathrobe Man after the coffee. And again, the breakfast in one bound, that Lil Nas to Superman, I just thought was brilliant. And then I like yolk eggs too, so I'm there with you. But I just think it's so funny how I could just see you dancing around the kitchen in this bathrobe with the golden spatula. So it looks like you and Chris Pratt have a lot in common, and I'm glad that I put them on right before your poem.
so with the month delayed that we had in this, how many times did you walk around the corner with this Mrs. Nemesis and said, bathroom man?
Like every time he gives her the breakfast? I would be rolling my eyes.
I've been saying bathroom man for years and in different ways,
okay,
too.
Like, I'm back. I'm back. Cool. Madman Mars.
I was going to on YouTube. I was cracking up from the very first stanza on. Oh, my gosh. We were all cool in the beginning, during the night, mild-mannered sleeper, cuddled with wife and cat, the sleep of the deeper. And I'm like, aw. And then when morning comes, he stumbles from the room looking like Madman Mars with a scowl filled with doom. The magic potion percolates. Yes, I absolutely agree too, Sky. I am that same mad woman from Mars until I get that magic potion. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me until I get a couple sips in me, or I'm just going to growl at you and bite your head off anyway. I thought this was hysterical. I love the name. I love the concept. I think you did brilliant with this.
Thanks, Deb.
Then I think then you can get her to sing every Saturday morning. That was fun. Bathroom Bad. Keeper of Things.
I have a whole routine in the morning to make sure that everything gets done at the exact same time and put on the plate.
There you go.
And it's nice.
Love that.
Ready to go. Here, I'll drop a picture of Madman Mars in the room, so you know what I look like.
Yeah, I see. We're gonna do it again. Got a few years. That's pretty scary.
Come on now.
Excuse me, one second, guys. Taser, get down. Get down.
There it is.
Down. Get here. Come on. Okay. Not even my cat. What was I doing?
That's me before. Right there on the board. Sky's muted again.
Well, I don't even want to meet him.
Yeah, what's your music from? Taser? Yeah.
Quiet, Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm gonna kill you. You gotta let stuff go, Steven. You gotta let it go.
What?
You gotta let it go.
That's Madman Mars.
Didn't you have another meme with that when we were talking about the duck?
Oh, I think
you
did.
You had a different meme.
Yeah. I put that meme on one of my poems, actually. But that's where I'm disorganized. Yeah, because it says me something about don't mess with me before I've had my coffee. Something like that, yeah.
Okay, my name. Okay. Back to reality here.
No reality. Reality sucks.
I know. I tried to minimize my notes. Not that I follow my notes at all anyway, but I tried to minimize my notes and go, no. This is spelunking. We're just laying it. Good luck to you guys, because I used to wing it very well. I don't have a printer.
Yeah. You know, the last cave that I went into, Kay and James were actually with me. We went up to the islands, Putin Bay Island here in Ohio. And there's a cave that the soldiers used actually for cover during the war. Was it the War of 1812, I think? But they offered tours of the cave, and we were down in there. And one of the most interesting things was there was an underground lake in there, and you could see all the way. You could see down to the bottom. It looked like it was 4 feet deep, but the guy said because the water was so crystal clear, it's actually like 60 feet deep. It was total optical illusion that it looked like it was only 4 feet deep. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It reminds me that. They just found another cave in, I don't know what part of the world is. I don't know if it's Southeast Asia or South America. They found this cave. They had not seen the light of day or air for like 15 million years or something. Some ridiculous about it. It had its own creatures in there. Of course, they're all blind. They had their own ecosystem. They were things living. So they were feeding, actually living. They sealed it back out. Yeah, they sealed it back out without disturbing it too much. Or even seeing what else was in there. Everything was albino or was blind, of course. But uncover something that didn't even have recirculating air in it. In a body of water. I guess it looked the same way. It was so crystal clear.
Wow. You really have to be careful of that because remember what happened in Arachnophobia when they found a place like that.
I'm
just going to interrupt. Deb, you're all set. All right, go ahead, go on. Sorry, Deb, you're all set. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, it's like the thing in the Arctic. They redid the thing.
Yes.
You go down and you get these oxygen crystals that were formed in the ice caps, and then you go melting them down and re-releasing them. Yeah, be careful with that shit. Jeez.
Yeah.
Steven did a show on that, and I wrote a poem about that.
The thing, yes,
oh,
we
really?
Did. Yep.
I never seen it before.
You know what the CERN is, right? The particle accelerator in Geneva. They built it took 25 years to build it, and they fired it up and used it once or twice. And the whole time they're doing it, half the scientific community is going away with it. Be careful what they're doing. They speed up these particles. Right up to the speed of light, going both ways, and then they crash them into each other, or crash one into a certain body. You could tear the fabric of time and space when you doing that kind of numbers.
Then they did their thing,
and then they shut it down, and you don't hear about it anymore. You're going, well, okay, what happened? You know,
there's so much data
that they got from it. It's going to take years to decipher and to, you know, figure out. That's why there's not a lot of news about it, but yeah, that's scary stuff. The fabric of time and space, if you ripped it, what would happen? Mm-hmm. Would it suck in,
or would something come out? Something comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks a lot like James Arnaz in an alien suit.
Michael Landon, yeah. I saw a show the other day with one of the cool actors back in the day. They did a lot of the B movies. He was Johnny Rebel.
I haven't been watching a lot of TV.
Did I hear you asking the other time? Get me on the radio, my mind goes blank.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
I have that same problem sometimes. I'm constantly asking Kay and Steven, what's that word? What am I talking about? And they're like, I don't know. If you don't know what you're talking about, I don't think we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a better public speaker. I was able to debate everything with my last brain surgery that I had. Really sort of had to closet that thing. My mind goes too much, too fast for my mouth. I got way ahead of myself and like right here. Anyway.
I was never a good public speaker.
26th of March is Nougat Day, National Spinach Day, and Epilepsy Awareness Day, and Purple Day. So,
spinach?
Get that out of the way.
National Spinach Day?
Did you say spinach? I like spinach.
Spinach Day, yep. I did too. I did too when I was a kid, man. Jason, get down!
Put a little vinegar in the spinach. I love it like that.
Oh, I like the lemon juice and the pepper. There's nothing better than a good spinach quiche. Sorry, how to say it?
Oh, yeah.
I used to like spinach shake.
Spinach shake?
Yeah, you put like banana in it, and you put fruit in it, and you can't even taste the spinach, but you get all the additive nutrients of it. That you just put banana and fruit, like blueberries or like frozen fruit.
But what if you like spinach?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You could just eat spinach. That gift did not work. It did not work.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
That's the green duck.
No, that I know. All ultimate right. Superhero. Ultimate superhero right there.
I've never squeezed a can of spinach and ate it right from the can. I've never done that.
Oh my gosh. Now we're going to get Popeye up here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. So I buy the leaf spinach, rather than lettuce, the sandwiches, in salads.
Spinach and mushroom omelet.
That's good. I like that.
Omelet's gotta have spinach in it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got started here. We are basically 1 hour into the show, and we probably should
got two poems read.
On this. Yeah. So let's put another one up there, if we could. Deborah, please.
Deborah's away.
Okay.
That's why she asked me to step in the. That's why she asked me to step in the studio. But I think Wayne, do you have Wayne? Is it on the board? I can put it up.
You want me to put Wayne's on the board?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. I'm grabbing it. Do do do.
Let me check this. I'll check the studio.
We've got hello, my sweet. Hello.
Hey.
How are you? Hey. How's the world? Hi. Guess who's in charge of the studio temporarily?
Yeah. That would be you, I'm assuming. Why is that?
Deb had to step away for a moment, but I'm feeling the power now.
Don't let that feel good in your head.
Try not to.
I'll put you right back in that attic.
That's right. That's where I like it. Steven, did you see Popeye?
I did see him.
Okay, yeah. Well, one little minute thing here. Hold on, listen. Hey, something for the pass.
Set on 7-14. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is gonna be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Henry Aaron.
I remember that. Yeah. I said Hank Aaron. I was wrong. Henry Hearn.
Hank Aaron.
Okay, I'm back. Hi, thank you, Sky. And Hatter, you were in the studio. I wouldn't have made Sky go log in. And hi, sweetie.
Okay. I think he just got in.
Hi.
Remington looks so cute at the speech. I was like, he's so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Sweetie, I totally forgot something when you were on our show earlier. I have a sound bite in the studio for you to hear. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. You have to remind me next time you're there.
Now I want to know what one it is. Hey, you guys didn't go. Can I tell you guys? We did this thing, and since Stephen Kay and I always just talk about like movie, like quotes or whatever, like we just sit there and press buttons at each other. We just did a whole show of buttons with clips from movies, and you had to guess it. And I did it, and I ran it, and you guys weren't there, so you're expected to show up next time. Pretty fun. I gave away some points. And Steven kept half the clips.
They're great.
Sounds like something Steven would do.
Yes, and I've already started compiling some clips for the next one.
Ooh. I am excited to play.
Sounds like fun. Where the hell was I?
I'm still waiting for Deb to sing again.
Yeah, well, I decided that the next time we do that, because of Name That Tune, if it's just read, like a dramatic reading, it's harder to guess. So, I'm rethinking that, and we might just do a dramatic read for each one, because it sort of throws it off, you know?
I can do dramatic reads.
I can dig that.
Because I can't sing, so that works for me.
Oh, nobody said I could sing. I just did it because everybody was having such a good time. I refused to listen to it because my,
I really love it.
I would love to be an angelic singer, but I'm not.
I can see it. I can hear it.
Yeah, sweet. You missed me singing. My poem was a song. So you're going to have to go check that out. You can hear me singing.
Awesome.
But I really did. It's the passion you put into it, Deb, and we all had fun, and I really liked it. No one was judging, trust me.
Wow.
Well, that's a really good thing. but yeah.
You know what?
And I think only one chatter said, "Oh, Deb, that was bad."
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we got Wayne's up there. Okay. Is Wayne's recorded, or do we read it?
No, I thought Wayne was going to come, but he's been having some headaches, so he might not be able to make it. But we've got Budo's and Wayne's that needs to be read, which means that Stephen's going to be reading, unless one of the chicks want to read for the guy. But other than that, we have Gerald's recording, unless Sweet brought a gift.
I did bring a gift.
Awesome.
Can I read mine real quick?
Sure.
Well, of course you can. You know. But I think it's Stephen's turn to be in charge now, if I remember correctly.
My piece had, you're going to see where it broke off into one into another, sort of an inner struggle. I finally got something back there.
And,
Everybody got one?
I got it.
Got it.
Good. It took a week or two for me to find there were no pears hanging on my clothesline. How do they escape the dryer door? How does just one end up on the side of Highway 294? Some go missing before I get them home. But all are doomed to be alone. One stood strong amongst lesser socks, fight for freedom throwing rocks. Sock man by trade, he learned to stay inside the top drawer of the hutch. He whistled into like a lonely rake wound, and I never knew him to say much. He gave us peace among the years of belief he hides from things to do. A hero in capes, he changes his shape, he wears the colors of pew. The silence stopped the meeting. It's hardly worth mentioning, and not worth a second look. You know, when he's here, you may make it quite clear he smells like an athletic's foot. The odor of pride is there by design. It fills a good-sized room. Sockman to you by the styles and shoes, the kingdom called fruit to bloom. Hey, my picture didn't download. I didn't get a picture on that.
Well, it's still cool. I like it.
Yeah, you know, it started out the stand-up routine Jerry Seinfeld had one about Fox, you know, how to make a break for it. They press up against the dryer door so they could escape that night. And, you know, inch down the side of the road looking to be a puppet in some sick or sickness.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the Calvin Klein underwear model lived in the kingdom of the fruit of the moon. That's quite an interesting fact. Just saying.
Well, yeah, I knew you were gonna catch that one. I had to end it.
Wasn't it Kramer the model for Calvin Klein?
Was it what?
So wasn't it Kramer that did that in the one episode of Seinfeld? He modeled for Calvin Klein where he was in the tidy whities.
Yeah.
Strutting.
The beach. About the beach. About the club.
So did Hatter. Hatter was a underwear model for Calvin Klein. Now
it
the cat's out of the bag.
Sportswear. Uh-oh. It was sportswear. It wasn't underwear.
Oh. okay. He was a Calvin Klein model. Now he's a fruit in the kingdom of the Fruit of the Loom.
Do you suppose that we could, like, Google that somewhere?
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Google pictures of you.
It was a local gig. It was just a local thing. It was about the sports fad that everybody went through in the 80s. Everybody wanted to be healthy. Everybody had a life cycle, blah, blah, blah. Eat better. So, yeah, good luck finding. You'd be better off finding the fire department calendar than you would to find line anywhere.
Oh, why? What were you wearing in the fire department calendar?
I hold it a hose. I got a hose. Shirtless. Not just shirtless. With me and one other guy, Jeff Tate. Big strapping guy. He was beautiful man.
Or of course, sock. He would have an odor, wouldn't he?
What's that?
I think that's my favorite part, when you get to that part where he wears the colors of you.
You, yeah.
He smells like an athletic's foot.
Because they don't socks.
And is his nemesis, what was it, Dr. Scholl? The evil
yeah,
Dr.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty a little bit funnier than Calvin Klein.
Yeah, I like that. I like the way that ended with the Fruit of the Loom. I bet you Sky wants to comment.
I'm getting snacks. I'm sorry. Now, this is so clever and so wonderfully done. I really love your humor and the way that you can kind of interchange words and bring in the Fruit of the Loom, and like everybody is talking about, and I have to admit, the sock drawer and the hutch in the top drawer, and the part about the part that just actually Stephen mentioned with the pew, I thought was really, really clever, and it's just full of humor and fun, and I just think it's really, really well done. Where's the color?
Deborah, did you see what I had in that stanza there?
Say that again.
Stanza, sock man by trade. He learned to stay inside the top drawer of the hutch.
Oh yeah, there you go. I didn't know. It didn't click at first, but yeah. Okay, cool. I get it.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'll just get
sweet peas.
And if you, in case anybody was wondering where all those one socks from around the world are, if you look at sweets on top of the kennel, you'll see where they all ended up. Just saying.
That's where they go.
That's where they go. Those were all in her kennel. she collects socks. I love this. One stood strong among lesser socks to fight for freedom, throwing rocks. This is hilarious. How do they escape their guard, or how does one end up on side of Highway 294? I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea how it all happens. But I will tell you that Hatter and I are thinking along the same theme, and Hatter, I love you so much because we think so much alike. And my theme also runs along the underwear. So I'm so glad that you're the hero of socks. Just FYI, because I'm hero of other things that go under clothes. So I was very happy.
Underoos. How about those?
Something like that.
I had Aquaman underoos.
So, If it doesn't bother anyone, I'd love to read next. So, because Hatter and I are
already up there,
together.
Dear heart.
Okay, good. Because we're thinking the same way. Not that mine is anywhere near as good as Hatter's, because that'll never happen. But Hatter's a rock star.
Don't tell him that.
Who are you?
Okay. So this is Superhero of Boxers and Skitties. Hero of underthings, boxer shorts and bloomers, panties or skivvies. Comfort is my goal. Show off those cupcakes the biscuits or rock-hard bricks. Keep it clean and fresh in case of undue risk. A happy surprise. Please don't add chocolate sauce, cotton stains so quick. Never underestimate the power of underwear. It is seductive, protective, fashionable, and crosses barriers of wrong into right. A superhero of underwear, there has to be one. For without me, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Flash, Robin, Wonder Woman could not fight against evil and their fabulous tights. End poem.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see Batman's chocolate sauce.
Nobody wants to see that.
Definitely a clever way to say skid marks. This is. This is great. See, Sky? See the second stanza. Talking about showing off the cupcakes. That same picture that I showed earlier of Linda Carter and the Wonder Woman thing running.
I had to be uncomfortable.
Well, you never know when they might end up with a case of undue risk.
Showing. Yeah, the dog's trying to be the guy, especially when he's 17 years old.
I don't want to see chocolate sauce in there. You're traumatized by experience.
Cotton stains are quick.
Next time I'm making ice cream and I'm putting chocolate sauce, that's what I'm going to be thinking about. Thank you.
I have to admit, when you got to rock hard, I was like, uh-oh, PG-13.
We're talking about buns now.
Uh-huh. I can't help where my mind went.
Oh, my mind is there. I thought we were talking about buns.
Cool. It's some nice biscuits you got there.
Cakes and biscuits. Oh, my God.
Biscuits, muffins. Chocolate.
And I'm sorry, but I'm grossed out by the, please don't add chocolate sauce, cotton stains so quick. I'm thinking, ew. This is crazy good.
You know, this really was a clever way to go, that the undergarments are the superheroes protecting all that junk. So this was quite clever.
Yeah. I think it's funny that Hatter wrote socks, Sweet Pea went with boxers and skivvies, and I went bathrobe. It's kind of...
I know, good figure.
Superhero.
We think a lot of our superheroes.
Well, we can just make it as a duet, you know, someone wearing socks, just socks, underwear, and a bathrobe, and writing, and having a pen and writing something. There you go. All four of us made a duet. I mean, a quartet.
There you go.
I never really put down what my superpower was, except for throwing rocks. Stay for the dryer.
That's super fun. Fighting the evil Dr. Scholl. The smell, the odor was a superpower, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta stay down. I had a stand in there, too. I've got to put back in about being downwind. With the hound dog. With the bloodhound. Yeah. I had no problem fighting his ass. stay in school. That showed up in writing. Always a pleasure to put a smile on our faces. Oh, how did your competition go?
Went really well. She took home a wooden frisbee.
Cool.
Say that
which
again.
Actually, she took home the wood. She took home wood, which is very difficult to do, believe it or not. And she did it on her second year out. And it sometimes takes dogs a very long time to do because it's about endurance and distance. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Some of those people can really whip those frisbees, too.
Well, it was distance, but it's also about endurance. It's almost like a 7-hour days, and you go into heats, and then those heats get broken down, and eventually, like, 15 heats go into the next heat, and you end up with the top four, and he's
like
just
a round
in that,
robin.
And, right, like a round robin. And, you know, and each time these dogs are going 50, 60, 80, you know, yards as far as they can throw, and then they're beating. So she ended up in the final heat, and her longest throw of the day was 55 yards is what she won on, and the number one guy was 86 yards. So she ended up, but, man, she ran all day, so we're very proud of her.
You know, sweet. When I was in school, we had a local park. It's called Minnesota Park, and it had two very very steep hills on each side. I mean, really steep. So when you get up to the top of the park, it's just this bowl down in there that just goes all the way to the highway. The air would sit in there. With a Masters, I could throw a big, heavy Masters frisbee, and I could throw it like you would a baseball. And once it got into that air that sat in that bowl, that frisbee would just sit there and basically float for an extra 15 seconds at least. But blue would always catch up to it about right when it got to it. And it had to be close to 100 yards. To the other.
Yeah, it's they love them, man. They just love them.
Yeah. Indeed.
Watching
Did it go away?
Yeah.
I know. I see a lot of pictures.
I think that's me. I think that's the charger. Oh, my God. Sabotaging my own control. Okay, we're down to 30 minutes left. So,
yeah, we probably better.
Yeah,
do the last three poems, and then you can just shoot the breeze.
Yeah. I think we have Wayne's up there.
Yeah. Gonna redrop it here. Okay, I guess I'll read for Wayne.
Yes, please.
All right. Hold on 1 second, sorry. All right. This is called "The World to Be Well" by Wayne Gent. Out of the need to stop sickness and disease, a superhero appears in the land, eliminating the spread of cough and sneeze, comes the mighty Supplement Man. Ravage of skin man cancer and evil stroker has shortened the lifespan of man. Supplement Man's enemy is the smoker. Their demise will soon be at hand. Not fighting alone, a sidekick strong, comes the strength of Omega-3, keeping the attack from the heart gone, implementing the rays of vitamin B. Struggle to keep Mr. Blood Pressure down, clearing veins as they go. Use the mighty gun of ultrasound. Love watching the blood flow. Supplement Man leads army of proteins, consists of musclemen strong, devouring eggs, and flying flag of greens, eating vitamins, never be wrong. With health and wellness in charge, Supplement Man shows prevention, providing information to small and large, supporting need of proper nutrition. The battle with cancer shows victory, superheroes winning the war. Into their blazing bottle they roll, standing guard at the vitamin store.
At the vitamin store.
Supplement Man.
Supplement Man.
Yeah. I like this one. I've actually heard it before. It made me think of that movie, Osmosis Jones, if anybody's seen that one.
Sounds familiar, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, Will Smith does the voice of a white blood cell, I believe he was, right? Was it Will Smith or no? Was it Chris Rock? Who was it?
I think it was Chris Rock.
Yeah. And then the guy who played Niles and Frasier was the vitamin that he took.
I thought for sure we were going to get into the superfoods. So this is off the blueberries and the liver and... Something
yeah.
bad. You know, it takes a lot of imagination to just, for example, like Supplement Man, to keep a storyline going on something that you're doing a parody on anyway.
Yeah.
It all makes all's got to make sense at the end of the day. Standing guard at the vitamin store, like riding herd. show up at a party with a case of beer, throw it in the refrigerator, and then somebody's got to ride herd. Somebody else is about to party, and somebody's got to ride herd. Your beer's not going to be there.
Yeah. Indeed. We get a comment from Sweet Feet.
Yes, Sweet.
Well, I love Wayne to begin with, so that's just the way that is. And I love his, where is it? First off, you pick cancer, so that's the battle with cancer shows victory, superheroes winning the war. Into their blazing bottle, they roll, standing guard at the vitamin store. I love how he just went through about, you know, all these little things and how, you know, the sickness and the disease appears in land, and how each of the vitamins go through that, and vitamin B and vitamin A and omega and all of that. So it does exactly what you've talked about, Steve, the Mr. Omega, Stephen, the Mr. Osmosis and all of that. It's just funny how that if the proper nutrition and all that. I liked his superhero. I like how he put this in and, you know, the devouring of the eggs and all that. So eating vitamins can never be wrong, even though I've heard they can. So I'm not sure if that's right anymore because I get very confused sometimes as to what is good and what is bad. So now I'm not sure. But, yeah, this is a great poem. He picked a good superhero.
Yeah, he did. What did you think, Sky?
I'm a Sweet. Sometimes it just changes all over the place. But this is really, really clever. I really like the creativity that everybody really went with here. And it just shows how he goes through with the supplements and how for some people, I guess, they can be a superhero. And I mean, I think melatonin is my superhero sometimes when I want to go to bed. So I know that he went on a very, and, you know, vitamin B, a lot of people lack vitamin B, and I lack vitamin B and vitamin C. I do lack those two vitamins, and they're really mood stabilizers. And in the wintertime, you know, I'm touching on a little bit of SAT, you know, a lot of people get seasonal depression, and they do need that, and it can be heroic at times. So I do like the way that he went through, and he kind of talked a little bit about vitamins and what they can do for the body and how they can supplement certain things that might be lacking. And he goes into, obviously, the deeper things an illness this year, but I thought it was just a really creative way to an outlet to superhero theme. And everybody did something, you know, a little different, and it was just, it's really interesting. It's really cool how creative people are. Really well done.
Awesome. Did Deb want to say something before we move on?
Yeah, I was just, aside from the fact that it's an extremely original, unexpected, and clever write, I see that he won a gold medal for it, which I bet you that was the first thing that the host of the contest thought, too. Who would have ever thought of Supplemental Man? I mean, and then he's got the omega-3s and the vitamin B and the struggle to keep the blood pressure down. The battle with cancer shows victory. Yay. So, like, I thought it was really, really cool. And definitely Wayne. Awesome work.
Is that cow yoga?
What is this cow doing?
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to make Sweet laugh. I saw it looking for something.
Oh, my God.
It was so ridiculous. I had to share it.
Thank you. I love it.
By the way, I hope you like what I changed your picture to, Sweet.
I like it.
Uh-oh.
I thought I would share Thor.
Yeah.
That's cool, right?
But there's nothing like a good cow.
True.
Hey, a
you
cow
know,
is, in a way, a cow is your superhero, isn't it, though?
A cow
is my
superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
A cow is my superhero. My cow
partner.
We have a strange
relationship. Yeah, we have a strange relationship with cows.
I do have a strange relationship. Yeah. I ran a 9-minute half mile today. So,
no way. Really?
I did.
Cool.
I did my first 20-minute mile like a week and a half ago, and today I hit 9 minutes at a half mile. But I was so exhausted I didn't do a mile because that beat my ass. So.
That is good.
I know.
I used to run.
Kudos
I used
to you.
Run crap.
I only run when I'm being chased.
Good job. Yeah, because there's no way
like
I can keep.
Fastest white guy you'd ever want to meet, and apparently I can't make it to the front door and back right now. It kills me in front.
Yeah, there's no way I could stay on pace to do an 18 minute mile. There's no way. So I was exhausted after the 9 minute half, so I just went, okay, I'm done.
No, that's still pretty impressive.
It is. Very moving. Moving.
I'm moving.
A bovine mind.
Yep.
They're all gift out.
Yeah, my God. Look at that. What is it? Bovine uprising.
I can do Budos.
Yeah, let's do that.
We've got Gerald and we've got Budo.
I can read
Budo. Yep, those are the last ones.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do first? Why don't we have Sweet read and then we'll play the recording.
Okay.
All right. This is Budo, Super Paddywhack. Have no fear. Super Paddywhack is here to wash your dirty dishes, launder holy underwear. He'll shampoo the rugs, get rid of illegal drugs, shine dull leather shoes, and pay long overdues. Wash imported cars, tune the acoustic guitar, cook kids' vegan meals, and wind the glockenspiel. And best of all, if you're mad because your hubby's bad, he will knick-knack daddy smack, or his name's not Super Paddywhack. I love that.
Daddy smack.
Paddywhack. Paddywhack. Oh, that's so good.
Good job, Sweet. Good job not stumbling on glockenspiel. I might have stumbled on that.
Glockenspiel. Yeah, I think that's my first one I've ever heard with Glockenspiel in it.
Yeah, me too.
Glockenspiel. I took German for a while in high school, so Glockenspiel was easy. For the first time,
definitely...
I could read a Buddha poem without a weird, without a, with a word I could actually say and not stumble on it. So.
Knick-knack, potty-whack, give a dog a bone.
Yes, I loved it. And I loved, he will knick-knack, daddy smack. Knick-knack, daddy smack.
super potty-whack.
I just like saying that. I read that line and like, oh, I got to read that.
That was clever. But, Ludo.
Yeah, that's I could use a pay some overdues. Sounds like my kind of superhero.
Hey, those are holy underwear.
Holy underwear, Batman.
That's right. Keep them, polish your silver.
Holy joke, Steven.
I know, it's terrible. It's terrible.
No,
the
I love
only
it.
Good part, that was the only good part in the Batman and Robin movie is when they were going up that roof and Robin says, holy rusted metal. He says, what'd you say? The roof, it's rusted and full of holes.
Is that the 1950s one where they're like coming out of a helicopter and the shark and all that? I'm trying to remember.
No, that one. Send down the bat shark repellent, Robin. Yes, the bat shark repellent.
God.
Adam West and Burt Ward, the originals.
Climbing up the side of the building. That little bitty rope. That's kind of been true.
There's this clip that I did a Batman show, and it was like on YouTube. It was like every non-Batman series saying "Holy Batman," but like common series that aren't Batman, and there's a lot of them. They even had SpongeBob in there.
Hey, the biggest stars in Hollywood couldn't wait to be a villain on that show.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
My favorite was Frank Gorshin. I love the Riddler. He went all out. The guys that went all out with their character. You know, Cesar Romero did. Burgess Meredith did.
Yeah.
Frank Gorshin. Frank Gorshin.
Cesar Romero did not laugh like the Joker, but after he did it so often, that turned into his regular laugh.
Oh, is that right? I can imagine.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
A little annoying. Looks like Gorshin, his laugh with the Riddler.
Yeah. I think his laugh was actually better, I think. Personally.
What's that?
I thought Gorshin's laugh was actually better than Romero's. I did too.
The way he would crawl around in that skin tight green leotard with the question mark, with a little green mask, like that hit his identity. That little green mask.
Yeah, you could tell it was him, right?
Yeah, Burgess Meredith, you know, doing the penguin.
Yeah, I never understood that, why the penguin went whack, 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 whack. He's not a duck.
Or what was he eating? Anytime he always said it was supposed to be like a fish guts or something, but he was really eating it. But what is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Vito did a good job.
Yeah. All right, we sat down
one time and tried to name the actors and the villain they played. There are a ton of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so who was the bookworm? Who was the archer?
Who was Egghead?
Big surprise. King Tut. Another good one.
Yeah.
That Broadway actor. Oh shoot! I'm not gonna remember his name. He did a good job. They got all the Catwomans, and I saw Eartha Kitt the other day. Playing Catwoman. We get Batman in the mornings on weekends here. I make Joy watch it. Can I take care of the cats while she's sleeping? I lay on the bed, whoop the Batman on. But the best of Julie Newmar, by far, best Catwoman of Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're down to one.
Gerald's
recording.
Joe Gray, let's do it.
Okay, push and play. You guys see the link?
I got it.
I got it.
Magical Ring, written in red by Gerald Green. I hesitate to tell of this event, because I'm sure you won't believe it's true. But since my father's passed and can't be hurt, there's no retaliation they can do. In June of 1999, my dad was spelunking in southern Swaziland and found a skeleton behind a rock that wore a golden ring on its right hand. He took the ring and wore it home that day, but never told a soul from whence it came. One day he made a great discovery and knew his life would never be the same. While looking in a mirror, he adjusted it and wore it upside down for fun, and his reflection disappeared from sight. He'd found a weapon better than a gun. With stealth, he listened, watched, and learned about announcements not yet made that made him know the time to buy and then when best to sell, increasing quickly his portfolio. His small account on Wall Street grew too fast, arousing interest in his many trades. So spies pursued him everywhere he went to learn about his many trading raids. It took 5 years to learn about the ring that brought the men in power much distress, while losing profit to this offbeat man, not knowing what led to his great success. Then someone saw him go invisible, and getting caught that day was all his fault. He'd shared the secret with his trophy wife, and now the ring's in J.P. Morgan's vault. End poem.
Yeah.
True story, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I told him that now J.P. Morgan has to take that ring to Mordor and toss it into the fires of Mount Doom.
I was literally just putting up a meme that says one ring to rule them all. Stop stealing my thunder. Literally just getting it.
This is another great imagination.
Yeah.
We'll say it's an imagination. But yeah, Joe, he blows it away every time he writes. Everything he writes. So good.
Yeah, indeed.
What's he, Sky?
I'll say this for Sky. One does not simply buy, sell, and trade. There you go.
One does not steal Sky's thunder.
Yes, one does.
See, I like the way Jared, he just sort of by in passing speaks of his dad's spelunking to find the ring, and then immediately goes into Wall Street and his portfolio. That's a great way, and it's a great idea.
I think it's funny the coincidences in this show, because you started off the show talking about spelunking, and all of a sudden it shows up in a poem.
Exactly. I wonder if. Yeah. Wow. He didn't know that. I don't know. We're down to less than 4 minutes, and we're not going to. I'm just going to end the show. Some credits. I want to thank everyone for calling in and participating with the show. Sky, Sweet Pea, Beverly, can't do never do it without you. Steven, Bugo, Joe Green. Who am I missing? Who am I missing? Well, thanks. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Guys. And anybody else? Now we can continue chatting for a little bit. Well, we finally got the superhero show out of the way there, Steven.
Awesome.
That's 2.5 months of the taking, yeah.
Yeah, we went over budget, too.
We did. We'll pay for that in the meeting we're going to have in office. But, you know, what do they want, quality or quantity? So,
exactly.
Never mind. So what do you think? Do you want to lay out a prompt for next month?
I've been trying to dig for one.
Do you want to just want to post it? Later down the road.
Yeah, why don't we post it later down the road? I've got some things in the oven, I think.
Now, did we decide not to do, Roscoe? Who was it?
We couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was way out of ratings.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about anytime anybody writes to our show, you got to watch the ratings. We are a family-orientated rating, so we have to watch certain things, and how we speak is one of them. We appreciate anybody writing to it, but we can't let some things go on the air. They get a little upset at us.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So there was something in Ohio that I meant to bring up. I started and I can't remember it.
Something in Ohio.
Oh, didn't you have was it last night, or when was the storm coming through with all the tornadoes?
Oh, during this morning. This morning is when we had the really high winds and everything. I ended up not doing any work at work because we had no power. I just kind of stood around and I couldn't cook anything because the electricity was there. It's gone. So, bathroom man.
Hey, you know, they were having a casual Friday or anything like that. You can.
No.
They did that at work. Where was I working? It was retail somewhere, and we had a casual Friday, which turned into a pajama day, which turned into way over the top, freaking where people wear their actual pajamas. I mean, I don't think that's what they want. Casual Friday turned into a hot thing.
So how do tomorrow's frogs on Hatter
Day?
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta look some.
11 p.m. Eastern. Where's all the frogs?
Salamanders. Yeah.
And then on Friday, pick a number. And on Monday, pick a number between 1 and 5 and write it on my board, and I'll give you a prompt. And Hatter, if you ever picked a number and put them on a board, I do remember when you saw Skye's picture that she brought with the last IOU, and you were like, oh, I really like that picture. Well, I have some in that realm for you, but you would have to write a number and possibly get one of them. Yeah, you got to ask for a prompt to get some of them. So, just saying.
So I've been in that little slump. I've been in that little slump with dealing with the pain and that kind of situation here. But which tends to drain your imagination station. Try to get back into it. Because I usually write when I'm tired and at the end of the day. Now, when my day has no beginning or end, it just sort of runs into each other and dealing with the other BS. It's hard to get the juices flowing. It's me, anyway.
I understand.
Yeah. I wrote a couple to your show, and I didn't even make it. One was pigs and don't feed cherries to pigs and advice to fools.
I read that for you.
Oh, did you?
It was a good one.
Let's see. When is we have
well, you just met each person for shows, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, sounds good. See what you want to hear some of your shows. What's going on?
Yeah. I think Sky left, so I'll get her her show tomorrow night over at Poetic Slices. Storyboards with Sky Darkholm, and she's featuring the movie Dragonheart, which starred Sean Connery and Dennis Quaid. Write characters, write the quotes, and geek out with Sky. And then Monday night is the Mortuary of Shadows, and we're going to try some true crime, and we're doing the Wonderland murders. So,
what's his name? Swan. And all I've got on the books is Saturday. I don't know what next week is. Sweet Pea, you still with us?
No, it's just the three of us.
All right. Lincoln, the man cave. We think about doing another like a Mel Brooks. Those are enjoyable. So leave that up to you. See, you can choose and just let us know. Got a month.
All right. Will do.
Can we go out with a song, Deborah? Or
yeah, I was actually just looking for one. Let's see, one that you would know too. How about
My mom is a real
okay, I can take that hint and then go back to Hatter. LM, here we go. More shine down. Love and respect, guys. Great show.
Love and respect.
Good to you. You fooled everybody.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Stephen. Night, guys.
Thank you.
Love and respect.
Thank you,
Deborah.
Yeah. Love and respect.
Hey, Stephen. Stephen.
Yeah.
Go up to your wife and blow in her face and say that's for me.
Will do.
Okay. Bye.
Just tell her I said hi.
Good.
Night, guys.